When Sally became a teenager, her mother thought Sally had become a different person. She dressed differently, had different friends, became a rock fan, and started playing the guitar. Underneath, she was still Sally, but now she had taken on a new role, Sally the Rocker. A friend asked Sally's mother, "When Sally was little, was she interested in superheroes? Did she ask you to sew a W on her leotard so she could pretend to be Wonder Woman? Did you think it was cute?" Mom smiled as she remembered how cute she thought Sally was at this stage of her life. Her friend continued, "Could you think of her that way now? Imagine that she's put on the suit of a rocker. That's what is going on. She's trying on an identity. But the identity is not who Sally really is." It may help to remember how different your personality is now from the way you were as a teen. Even though living with your adolescent child may seem to last forever, adolescence is just a brief part of the growing process. It is by no means the final destination. The dream teen and the normal teen. In our workshops on parenting teenagers, we challenge preconceived notions about teens through an activity called Draw a Teen from the manual Teaching Parenting the Positive Discipline Way by Lynn Lott and Jane Nelson, 6th edition, 2008. We form two groups. One group is asked to draw a normal teen, how most parents see their teens. We invite them to exaggerate. The composite teen is self-centered, listens to loud music, defies authority, prefers friends to family, has a messy room decorated with posters, values cars and an independent lifestyle, conforms to the clothing styles of peers, no matter how gross, is wearing earphones and is playing video games, smokes and drinks alcohol. Comments from the group include, "Well, this is an exaggeration. All teens aren't like this." "But it sure does depict the rebelliousness, because most of them are a lot like this." It helps to be reminded that my teen would not be normal if he cleaned his room. Come to think about it, I was like that once. This last comment was a nice reminder to the group that we all continue to grow and change beyond adolescence. The other group is asked to draw a dream teen, or how most parents think they want their teens to be. This composite teen is voted prom queen or king, keeps agreements, "I promise to be there on time as always," volunteers to help, loves to talk to parents, "Let me tell you everything about my life," eats only healthy food, doesn't watch television, is very athletic, earns 2 scholarships, 1 athletic and 1 academic, scores high on the SATs, lines up a summer job by January, supplies his or her own money for hair or makeup, and saves the rest for college and a car, respects everyone, including siblings, is respectfully assertive, doesn't waste time on video games, and is an A student. Comments from the group include, "A teen like this wouldn't have any friends. No one could stand him or her." I have friends who have a teen like this, and I can't stand her. My teen is like this, although she seems pretty stressed most of the time. I can see that I expect my teen to be perfect, even though I'm not. I know a few teens like this, and I think they're terrific. Parents often see the dream teen as the good kid. You may not have thought about this, but these teens may have sold out to become pleasers and approval junkies. Their parents use them as the standard and say to siblings, "Why can't you be more like your brother or sister? At least I have one that doesn't give me any trouble." The good kid may feel significant only if he or she is getting this kind of praise. Many teens like this fall apart when they make their first big mistake. Some cannot handle the competition when they get to college and discover they are not the only special student. Unable to handle this pressure, some even commit suicide because they don't think they can stay on top. Others start their individuation very late, sometimes wasting their freshman year in college partying instead of studying now that they are not feeling pressured by their parents. What all teens are trying to figure out is, who am I? And am I good enough? That journey can look very different from the outside, depending on the teen. Don't be fooled by appearances. It's pretty tough to go through adolescence without some insecurity. Keep in mind that if you fantasize about having a dream teen, that kid might be struggling with issues of perfectionism.